And then it went like UNK Radio, UNK Radio, UNK. One, two, three, four. It's good to be a unicorn.
Four and three and two and one.
What up?
Feel the beat. Drop.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's DJ Ice Cream here with the Drippy Beats Tour. No, just kidding. It's actually DJ No Part with the Slice of Italy Tour. Oh, wait, no. It's DJ Wet Nose with the Four Legs Tour. Actually, it's DJ Coffee Fitness Unicorn. And the reason I have chosen to do all those silly DJ titles is because I can't help myself with the DJ names. And it actually started way back in freshman year of high school with the first nickname I ever got from the girl who sat in front of me, who was really super, super, super cool. She actually called me No Part because my hair was always sticking up and you couldn't see the part in my hair. So you could say that I have been doing this spiky updo for quite some time. The concept of DJ No Part just cracked me up when I was getting ready to go to Rome to go visit my buddy. It was still the same year I had become a widow, and my life was, you know, completely upside down. And I was packing for my trip. I took a picture, and I decided to basically I wanted to do a blog of my travel process and like going through like the grief process. And I wanted to do it with kind of a silly, fun kind of approach so that it wasn't a sad thing for me. And DJ No Part, because again, with the spiky hair, just kind of popped into my head. And because I was going to Rome, I called it the European tour, even though I pretty much only stayed in Italy. So the blog was just focused on my, you know, process and growth and seeing what I could, you know, how I could heal there. And then when I came back home, I changed it to Slice of Italy Tour because we kind of did this triangle. We started in Rome, we went up to Cinque Terre, and then we also went to San Marino. And so if you look at it on a map, it's kind of this triangle. So it's like a piece of pizza. And I was going to call it, you know, a slice of pizza tour, but that sounded kind of weird. So I was like, a slice of Italy. So basically it's a slice of pizza. And of course it's very fitting because it was Italy. And then DJ Ice Cream kind of came to me. Gosh, I can't remember if I was in undergrad or grad school, but definitely in grad school, I was playing with DJ Ice Cream. Actually, no, I think it was undergrad. It was DJ Ice Cream Drippy Beats. I made some CDs for myself because I had kind of a long commute to my university. I wanted to make sure I had the right music in mind to pump me up for school. Being that I was an older student, I was in school with a bunch of younger students, and it was a commuter school. And so what that means is everybody commutes to the university, they take their classes, and then everybody goes home. So it's not a place where you stay and visit and hang out, socialize, even though there was the student union and we had a bowling alley. And I mean, it was a great campus. It was a great school doing what we needed to do. And then commuting back to our homes. And so DJ Drippy Beats was kind of something I came up with to entertain myself. And I would have a lot of fun with the CDs that I made. Yes, I made myself CDs. So I burned everything. I created my playlist on iTunes, and then I burned them onto a CD because that's how long ago this technology was. I would play around with the Drippy Beats and do silly things like DJ Ice Cream, and I would like make the writing all like drippy looking. And then DJ Wet Nose, that came about one day when I was playing with my brand new headphones, and there were these bright orange headphones, and I was laying on the ground taking pictures, and my puppy, my dog at the time, Riley, he was such a character. He would hang out with me and just play with me on the floor because I was on his level. And so I put my headphones on him and it was the cutest thing. I took a picture of it. I was dying of laughter because he kind of tilted his head to the side. And I literally was like, oh my God, it's DJ Wet Nose on the four-legged tour. And like I said, I came up with these little sayings and they just crack me up. And I found the mouse pad that had the kitty cat spinning a pizza. I died. Like, for some reason, that just cracks me up. It's got my favorite things, kitty cats, music, and pizza. So how could I not fall in love with that concept? So, you know, DJ Pizza Cat, having fun with DJing, again, the whole concept of DJing and radio UNK, these sayings that I have, and I'm probably just going to keep coming up with them. I at this point, I haven't come up with anything new, but the ones that have stuck with me so far have been DJ Ice Cream, Drippy Beats Tour, DJ No Part, Slice of Italy Tour, and DJ Wet Nose Four Leg Tour. So if you guys come up with any radio DJ names or things like that, please send them my way, because these sayings just crack me up, and I love trying to come up with images for them. So hopefully I'm able to create what I have in my head with my phone and the computer for DJ Ice Cream, DJ No Part, and DJ Wet Nose. Well, DJ Wet Nose is already done, because like I said, I put the headphones on him, and it became a thing. And then of course I have the mouse pad with the kitty cat and, you know, spinning the pizza. I'm going to keep working on my silly DJ names and my silly radio station names, because this platform allows me to be creative, have fun, do all of the things that I never got to do when I was a kid. It gives me such a joy. And I hope that this also brings you that same silly, goofy joy. And I hope that in the comments, when I post this on Instagram, that you will all share your silly DJ names, either for yourself, for me, for your children, whomever. But that's the call to action that I have for you today. Why don't we all come up with silly DJ names, either for ourselves, your significant other, or your children? That's my call to action to you. Let's come up with silly DJ names. All right. Thank you for listening to the Coffee Fitness Unicorn podcast, Coffee Chats, and enjoying the silly DJ names that I created for myself over the years. And like I said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep coming up with those silly DJ names. So go forth and be magical.